This is KERA News. I'm Gus Contreras. Last week, Dallas Police Chief David Brown announced his retirement in a statement. On Thursday, he talked about why he's leaving. Brown gained national attention following July's deadly shootings in downtown Dallas. 5 officers were killed, including 4 from his department. And I went to Dallas Police Headquarters as Brown faced the press. Standing at the podium in a black suit and blue tie, not the traditional police uniform, David Brown said, it's all good.
The time is right for me and my family after much prayer. It was a quick decision, not a long, lingering one. It's been 33 years. It's time to go. It's time to retire. That's a long time to be somewhere. Police chiefs in this city and in this country have a shelf life, and they have an expiration date. You shouldn't want to overstay your welcome.
Brown's 3-decade tenure started after he dropped out of UT Austin in his senior year. He says problems in his Oak Cliff neighborhood brought him back to Dallas.
There wasn't a summer where I came back, where I saw deterioration related to the drug trade.
Brown joined the force in the early 80s and climbed the ranks. He became the city's top cop in 2010. As chief, he faced criticism from other officers, who blamed him in part for low morale. At one point, unions called for him to resign. Brown earned praise, though, for his focus on community policing and trying to bridge the gap between police and residents, many of whom are skeptical of law enforcement. At the press conference, Brown stressed getting more people of color to join the police force.
And I really believe that's part of the solutions that we, as a profession, have to explore. How do we hire, attract people who are most affected by police-involved shootings, by poverty, by unemployment, by poor-performing schools? How do we get those people on the beat, patrolling?
Following the summer's deadly police shootings, Brown asked protesters to trade in picket signs for police academy applications. The department got nearly 500 applications in just 12 days. Last week, Mayor Mike Rawlings thanked Brown for being the face of the city during one of its darkest moments.
The whole world learned what a special man leads our Dallas police. He is a man that believes in the simple proposition to do what is right and treat everyone with respect.
Following the attacks, Brown stressed the importance of giving officers counseling, and he says police officers don't make enough money for the complicated job they do. Brown says he never thought he'd become police chief, but that 6 years is enough.
Really, you, as a police chief, you want to quit every day at the end of the shift. You really do. There's something that happens. Some rookie does something. Some veteran does something that just say, man, I just quit. And the thing that gets you to come back is that service so much outweighs anything negative that happens.
As for his next move, Brown's keeping his cards close to his chest. Gus Contreras, KERA News.